The pasuk in Perek Gimel, pasuk Yigimel, Vayomer Hashem Elokim lo Isha, Mazois Otis. What is this that you did? Vatoymer Ha'isha, Hanochash Hishiyani lo Isha. The Nochash fooled me. Kitani fooled me. The Nochash caused me. The Lashon of Hishiyani. So I'd like to discuss an amazing remez that I saw today in the Megala Amukos. Megala Amukos brings from the Ravid. The Ravid says the following thing. With the chet of Adam HaRishon, there were two delosos, two dalits, were nifka. There was a pigam, there was a damage to two dalits in two different shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shame of Shin Dalet Yud and the shame of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Shakai and the shame Adnus. Both of those dalids were nifka. There was a pigam in them with this aver. Sounds already some very interesting idea. What exactly does this mean? Zok derived, so b'shas kriyashma, a person should be mechavein, to be misakin this, when he hits the dalid of echod, shema yisrael shem lekin Hashem echod, and baruch shem, kvoi, when he comes to vo'ed, lo elom vo'ed, the dalid of vo'ed, a person has to be mechavein, to be misakin with these two dalids. Zokt derived, when I remez to this, is the pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Ashrei Adam Shoymeyali, Ashrei Adam, fortunate is the person Shoymeyali. What is Shoymeyali referring to? Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Lishkoi, to be vigilant, Al Dal Soisai, upon my what? My Dlosois, my two Dlosois, two doors, which refers to two what? The two dalits. Lishmar, lishkoid al dasoisa, yoyim yoy. Yi lishmar mezuzois psofa. To be shomer the mezuzois of my life. Zok derived says two dalits. Lishkoid al dasoisa, those are the two dalits. Those are the two dalits. Okay? That there was a pgam in those two dalits. And the shame, shakai, and the shame of alas dalit in yoy. And the ticket on that is Shema Ashrei Adam Shemeyali Lishkoid Al Dal Soisai. A person is Kairi Krishma, and he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echod. And on that Dalit of Echod, he's Mechavan to be Mesak and Mechad. And the Dalit of Voed, he has a Kavanah to be Mesak. Very interesting the way. Interesting the way from Arayv and Arish. Zok the Helik Megala Amukis. Zok there, if you look at the word Hishiyani, the word Hishiyani, the hey is for accent. If you take the dalet out of the word Shakai, what do you have? Shin Yud. If you take the dalet out of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, what do you have? Aleph Nun Yud. That's Shiyani. Ki Hanochor Shishiyani, Zok the Megala Amukra, is the pgam, the chet of Adam HaRishon, the nochash caused that the dalit of the of Shakai is removed, and the dalit of Alav Dalit Dodjun is removed. Zok the Loshon Kun Ki Hanochash Kishi Ani. Zeh the Megala Amukos, Dover HaMelech, we all know, is the misaking on the chet of Adam HaRishon. Dover HaMelech get 70 years from Adam HaRishon. David HaMelech said, Pischu li sharet tzedek. Open up for me the gates of tzedek. Why two gates? These are the two suffering, the two gates, the two delosos. A dalit, dalit means delos, comes from the word delos. Delosos, the two sha'arim. Pischu li sharet tzedek. Open up the two gates of tzedek Those are the two psachim to be misakim on the chet of Adam Rish. Up until now we've been talking very, very hecher ideas. We're going to try to bring them down to the world, to the realm of understanding. But just in the mathematics of it, we are talking about Dvarim Nifloim. The word Yishiyani. Dvarim Nifloim. The word Yishiyani is Merumim, this chet, this pagam, in the Dalet of Shakai, the Dalet of Aleph Dalet Nujun. And that's what Chava was saying. And the ticket on that is Krishma. David HaMelech is Mispal Tisku Lishari Tzedek of Evam Oidekha. B'derech, a little bit more of a remez before we come to perhaps maybe understand this, all these deep meanings on a more understandable level. Is a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara in Bavli is a little bit different than the Gemara in that. The Gemara in the Chas in Bracha says the following: Omer Rav Chizda, La'olam yikonet adam shnei psochim b'beis haknesses. Person should enter two psochim, two doorways into the beis haknesses. Shnei psachim shalket psachet antek ala aim a shir shnei psachim. A person should enter a shir of two psachim into the beis haknesses, but achar kach nispal. And afterwards he should be nispal. So a person should enter into the beis haknesses an amount of two psachim. He shouldn't sit mamish right by the door, right? Two psachim, and then he should be nispal. If you look at the Yerushalmi, who is the manam in this gemara? Rav Chizda. Zok the Yerushalmi. Rav Chizda Omar. Two mezuzos. Im Otzer came Maxi, but if he does this, if a person goes and says, it's very interesting. The Yerushalmi changed the word from Psochim to what? To Dlosoi. Says you have to enter two Dlosis to come to Tzot Avon. Zogt weiter, im Otzer came, if he does this, Maxi, what does it say? Tamon, ki moitsoi im Otzer chai. The Pasuk says, ki moitsoi, excuse me, im Otzer chai. One who finds me, finds God. So the Yerushalmi is very interesting. The Yerushalmi is onto the Babli. First of all, if you enter, not Tzachim, but what? Shnei Dlosoi. If you do this, he might Tzachim, Matzachai. So I'd like to share with the Olam a thought. We all know that Tefillah, the whole idea of Tefillah, is the Chlau. I'm going to say it on a simple level, and then perhaps later we'll come back to it. Is the idea... The obvious will misakin to takabim misakin the field to be misakin on the chet of others. So a person, in order to be misakin, and that has to go back to these two dalas. He has to be misakin the dalat of shaka. He's misakin the dalat of what? Of the shem of others. And what does it say if a person does that? What happens? He finds chayim. What happened with the chet of other marishim? Moist tamar. He's going to die. The gzera of misa. But if a person is misakin this. If a person is misakin this, he finds chayim. Ad kan obtuse words that seemingly mathematically work out very beautiful. Let's try to understand what we're talking about. Just agav, very interesting thing to complete the circle, as one would say. The tikkun on Gzeiras Misa, who's the person who is loy meis? Who was the Ab who was Loimes? Yaakov Avinu Loimes. At his death, whatever his death was. Whereas at his non-death, what was he misakin? Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Yaakov Avinu's tikkun. On that Loimes, if there's a gzera of Misa, with that Shema Yisrael, that the rabbi is saying is a tikkun on those two dalakos, those two dalakos. So I'd like to discuss, Rabbi Yisrael, a very basic understanding. What was it? What was the chet, the etzem, the chet of other generations? there's a Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar that says the following thing. Vayehi ha-makir, hadohu dichsiv ga'avas odom tashpilenu. The gaiva of man, haughtiness, being a balgaiva, that is man's downfall. Ushfal ruach, a person is a shafal, a person is a shfal ruach, a person is an onov, yismoich kovar. That's the person who will have a tmicha of kovar, he'll have kovar. Who's this person? Who's odom tashpilenu, ga'avas odom tashpilenu? Omer Rav Tanchuma bar Abba gavas Odom Tashpilenu ze Odom Rishon. Odom Harishon is the paradigmatic Baal Gaiva. So I want to talk about the Chet of Odom Harishon, what the Gaiva of Odom was in the Chet of Odom Harishon. To understand this, we have to understand a very basic question. Adam HaRishon is placed in Gan Eden. Adam HaRishon has one mitzvah. What's this mitzvah? You could eat from all the eights. Mikol Eitz HaGan. The eight that's the Soich HaGan, that you can't. One eight. One thing you can't. One thing you can't. Okay. And Adam HaRishon goes in. It's a penalty thing that this was his only tzivui, and he messes up big time. I mean, we understand who we are, but who was Adam HaRishon? Adam HaRishon, if you look at Rashi, when he talks about Vayikach Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam Vayanicheyu B'Gan Eden, Adam was placed in Gan Eden. So Rashi says, why was he? What does it mean, Vayikach? Lokhoi bidvorim noim, Rashi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke sweet words to him. Upiteyu likoreh. He seduced him to go into Gan Eden. Gan Eden? Who wouldn't want to go into Gan Eden? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to seduce him to come into Gan Eden? Who was Adam? It was Adam. Why not? The Sforim discussed, the Farshim explained, because Adam HaRishon was on such a high level. That Gan Eden was a mokum for nachila, a mokum for a tree, food. Adam HaRishon was a hechera diagram. It was beneath him to go into Gan Eden. So this is the person who was only tzibur years. Eat over here. Don't eat this, and eat. A peladik of him. A peladik of him. This is Adam's challenge. So one can always say, you know, that Adam, of course, we understand that Adam's challenge was a person has a tzibur, he's commanded to do something and he doesn't do it, the Yetzirah is so strong. But it's still difficult to understand that this was a challenge for Adam. This Adam has to be coaxed to come into Gan Eden, the most glorious place in the world, right? Anybody says, oh, Mamash Tam Gan Eden, right? Everything is great, Tam Gan Eden. He has to be convinced to go into Gan Eden. And he can't stay away from the Yetzirah. Dafin Fashten, we have to understand what the challenge to Adam was. Why this was such a great challenge to Adam. If we look at what causes the chet, we see the following thing. Vayomer hanachash el v'isha loy mois temusim. Ki yoideya elokim, ki biyoyim acholcha mimenu v'nifkichu einechem, v'yisem ke elokim yoidei toivara. What was the thing that convinced Chava, which ultimately convinced Adam, to eat from the Eitz Hadas? The Nachash said, because you'll be ke'elekim yoidei tov v'ra. You're going to know. You're going to be better than Adam. You're going to be more than you are. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be someone who just accepts what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that this is good for you. You're going to be someone who knows better. You're going to be someone who knows better what's better for you, what's good for you. That is, was the challenge. That was the source of the chet of Adam HaRishon. The source of the chet of Adam HaRishon is, I want to know. I want to know and make my own decision what's toyev, what's ra. I don't want to accept. I don't want to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, listen, the Eitz HaDaas is not for you. Everything else is for you. Because if the Eitz HaDaas is your dead toyev ra, well, I want to know. I want to know. And if I care, I'll arrive at the conclusion what's good and attack what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but with my own daas. Adam HaRishon is created as an individual. He's created as someone b'shvili nivra ha'olam. He's created as someone who has a tremendous drive to be the controller of his own destiny, the master of his own destiny. But Adam HaRishon has to realize that the greatest master of one's own destiny is to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he has to do. Is to accept the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The antithesis of accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is what? Is guidance. If you look at Dovid HaMelech is the Misakin on Adam HaRishon. Dovid HaMelech is that Gilgul. Dovid HaMelech says in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Aleph, the small Kapitel. Shir HaMelech is the Dovid, Hashem Loigova Libi. I don't have Gavis HaLev. V'loy ramu einai, my eyes are not rum, are not elevated. I don't think that I'm so important. V'loy hilachti v'gdoylois v'neflois v'meni. Imloy shivisi v'demamti nafshi ki gomul alei imoy. Like a suckling that sucks from his mother. David HaMelech says, I'm a kabbal everything that's the Dvar Hashem. Like a child that accepts all his sustenance from his mother. That is the antithesis of the Chet of Adam. The Chet of Adam was, I want to know. I want to know and I want to have my own, I want to come to my own conclusions. And of course my own conclusions are going to be exactly what the Rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But that's all the Pitu HaYetza. That's the Yetza telling a person that he knows better and he's going to come to that conclusion. You know, there's a fascinating story I just read. You know, he brings this story in his one of his shmuzim. It was written actually before his death, a few years ago they came out with a sefer on Chumash, and he brings the following story. The Chazanish went to meet, there was a person who in Bnei Brak who was quite sick. There was a chosh of Yidrum at the Sio Shega, and the doctor told him that he had to eat on Yom Kippur. And the Chazanish went in and he realized, that he's going to not want to eat on Yom Kippur. And he wasn't going to listen to the doctor. And the Chazanish went in and he said, you have to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctor said, so the Chazanish said, just like there's a tzivui of a person not to eat on Yom Kippur, on you, you're more pleased to eat on Yom Kippur. You think that you know better, and to eat not, for you to not eat on Yom Kippur is the worst thing in the world. Why can't you have to do that? And you have to be mevatel your daas to that, because you have to realize that's the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the ratzon to be mevatel a person's own ratzon to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where Adam fell to the nachash, and that's the avoda of a person and being misakin. That was the avoda of David, loy gov alibi. We try to think that we know better. But the answer really is Kigomul Aleimoy. So I'd like to discuss Kigomul Aleimoy. I'd like to discuss the idea that Adam HaRishon wanted to be Yedei HaTov V'Ra. He wanted to be able to be Chaykir and to understand. And the truth is that this is the antithesis of two shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shame of Shakai and the shame of Aleph Dalet Nukim. Aleph Dalet Shakai. What is Shakai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sha'omarti lo'elami, died. I said, the world was expanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clamped it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped its expansion. Shakai is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in absolute control. Chazal state, I quote them in Lashon, because we don't have a Zayah. Ba'aldo ikri shakai begin the misafka mezoinai lechul tatoi. HaKadosh Baruch was called Shakai because he's the one who feeds the whole world. But shame Shakai is the pshat. You think you're in control? You think it's your doing? The shame Shakai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the copy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the shame of Aleph Talim Nun Yud? Adnos, Adonim. I have an Adonim. What were the Adonim? The Adonim were sakits in the Mishkan. What were the sakits? Makabal. They were makabal. They were sakits. They were makabal. Adonim is the pshat of makabal. Everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chet of Adam HaRishon was, I want to know myself. I don't want to be a makabo. I want to be a Yodea Toivara. I want to be a Yodea Toivara. I have the gavos halev. That's a pagam in Shakai and it's a pagam in Aleph Talavid. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power, the only source, the tikkun of that. Or Hashem Kvod Malchus HaLeil Avod. The ticket of those $2 is the ticket on Shakai and Aleph Talmud Zayin. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Tifigaret Adam HaRishon. It says, the pasuk says, Loitoy Hayoyt Adam Levadoy. Esel Loit Ezer Kenegdo. I'm going to make an Ezer Kenegdo. Rashi says, Loitoy. Why? Because the Briyas are going to say, Elam Loitchad Mashrashi. So they're not ready to say. People are going to say, there's Yochid Ba'ayoyim and Yochid Ba'tachtoinim. I have to make an Ezer connector. I have to make him a wife. So nobody's going to say Yochid Ba'ayoyim. So Poshit, you learn. It would have been a big design in Takovish Baruch. Would it be Yochid Ba'ayoyim or Yochid Ba'tachtoinim? I was in the Kabul from my Rebbe. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, it's like Toyi Ve'yoyis Adam Levad. It's not good for the Adam. The Adam should be a Yochid here and the Ebrish is a Yochid there. The ganze godless of Adam is in the Kabul from Takovish Baruch. It's not good for Adam to be Levade because he's not going to realize that he's Taka Makabo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he's a connector. I have to make it that there's only one Yochid. That's a Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But it goes a much deeper level. It goes to the following. We have to know that if you look at the words Shakai, and you look at the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. If you take out the Dalet from Shakai, not only do you have Shin Yud, you have Yesh. And if you take out the Dalet from Adnos, what do you have? Ani. Yesh Ani. I'm independent. I don't have to be Makab. Those are the Pshat that you're poigim in those two Dalets. The Pgam of the Chet was in those two things. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the Pshat. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The $2. Rabbi Yisrael, it goes even deeper. What does it mean they want to be a Yodea Toivara? Adam HaRishon wants to know Yesh or Ayin. Yes or no. Yesh or Ayin. I want to see. I don't want to just be Mekabel. There are two chushim. One is a chush that I have to believe. And one is a chush that I know. A chush that I have to believe is shmiya, to hear. I'm a kabel from someone else. That's why the ear is a clay kibel. The ear is rounded. It shmiya goes into the ear. But then there's re'ir. I want to see. I want to know. What is the chet? Fascinating thing. If you look at the pasuk, the Nachash says to the woman, this thing, Yodei Tevera, Yodei Tevera, Shtetim Pasuk, Vateire ha'isha ki toif ha'et l'machal, v'chisav ha'u lo, einayim, v'nechmar ha'et l'haskil, v'tikas mipiria v'toif ha'u, v'al smith re'iyah, to see. Adam wants to see, yesh or ayin. Adam wants to see, the ticking on that is, Shema. Asher Adam Shemeh would be Mekabah, except Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the ticket. I don't have to see. I have to be Mekabah, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. after Mekabel Dor, Achador, Achador, what was given over at Har Sinai, and that the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, that is Toiv in and of itself. I don't have to be chayiv. Baruch Hashem, we have a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And by the way, what do we say? What do we do when we say Shema Yisrael? We cover our eyes. It's a kabbal. We're makabal. We know it because we're makabal. We know it because we hear. We know because Dor Achador from Har Sinai, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rabbi Yisrael, the person sits in his house. And he has a mezuzah on his house. A mezuzah on his front door. When a person sits in his house, a person can get a gaga salay by my own balabot. And as Baba Chichashti, Pasuk says, you'll sit in your body, you'll be buying a button, you'll forget what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. There's a mezuzah. It's not only two blossoms. Lishma mezuzah is sochai. Rabbi say, what is etched on a mezuzah? The Shem, Shin Dalad Yud. What is the gematria of mezuzah? Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Mezuzah is Pesach. Keneged death. You're sitting in your house, you think you're your own man. There's a mezuzah. There's Shachar. There's Adnos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being shamed. It's all the Kabbalah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over Rabbi said there was one person, there was one time in history where Klal Yisrael fell to this big time. Where was that? In Parshas B'Shamach, where Klal Yisrael said, "Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin." Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst us im ayin? Who comes after that? Vayavoy Amalek. Amalek comes after that. Because when Klal Yisrael has a suffix Yesh or ayin, that's the Nachash. The Nachash HaKadmoni is the Nachash is Amalek. What's the ticking on that? Adeloi Yada. The ticket on that by Yahweh Amalek is Adeloi Yada. To say, I'm a Kabbal everything from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't want to know. I don't want to be a Yedea Toyvura. Homon Mina Tara Minai, I'm in her eighth. Yedea Toyvura. You want to be a Yedea Toyvura. On Purim we say, the ticket on that is, I want to be a Kabbal from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael. It's a ticking on that. Shema Yisrael. Aroich Nimcha Hashem ki dilisoni. I elevate you, Hashem ki dilisoni, because you have given me these two dalits of reading this homiletical. The loisi machta oivayli, and my enemy, the Nachash, my enemy Amalek, will not be so meich on me. David HaMelech tells us, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, when a person comes to tefillah, he has to go into two glosses. Because tefillah is the one act where a person stands and says, wow. We've said this many times. It's something that a person always has to know. The famous question the Rishonim asked, the Mabit asked, what are you starting with Shemoneh Esrei? It's saying, Shvachis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvach, 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 Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's how you do it. I mean everything. The Mabit tells us very clearly. A person has to bring into his consciousness when he says Shemoneh Esrei that there is no other source of anything in this world but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atah Gibor, everything, for everything. Rav Chisda says a person has to go with namely two glosses. Two psachim, two glosses, those two dalits, when he comes to Davin. Because when he comes to Davin, he's in that stance. And when he's in that stance, he has to be misakin that Adnos and that Shaka. They have to be misakin those two dalits that were nifkam in the chet of Adam Rishon. L'maisa, we have to recognize that the chet of Adam is a chet that is natural for Adam. It's natural for Adam to want to be independent. It's natural for Adam not to be a mekabel. Adam has to work on himself. Could be an entire life for to be mekabel. To recognize that we cover everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should take the zeicher that when we cover our eyes by Kriya Shema, we should recognize, we should be misakin this, and we should find, we should take the nichnas to glossos, and we should mekayim the pasuk and have the rock of the pasuk of ki moitzi motzachai.
Thank you.